Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me, as usual, is my wonderful, lovable co-host, Ronnie Karam, who can also be found on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
How are you doing today? Are you so excited to talk about Real Housewives of Dallas?
Ermagerd, I'm doing so good. I love me some Dallas, girl.
Me too. It's like probably my favorite thing on Bravo at this moment. But before we dive into that, of course, we have to mention we are having some live shows coming up. Next month, we have a show in New York City on October 11th, where we'll be discussing Real Housewives of Dallas. Dallas makes for an amazing live show, so come see that. Not a lot of tickets left for that. Go to watchcrappens.com for your tickets. We also have a show in Seattle in November, and we have a show in Nashville in December, and the Nashville tickets are getting low. There are about 50 left, and I can't imagine that we will still have 50 left come December, because that is about 2.5 months away. A lot of time to lose those tickets. So go to watchcrappens.com to get those tickets. It's going to be super, super fun. And of course, when you're at the site, be sure to pick up a copy of your, or pick up a Hey Batch t-shirt. They're really fun and sweet and cool. So yeah, buy tickets, buy a t-shirt, have fun, live your life, be happy, all that fun
live
stuff.
Live your life.
Yeah. I'm going to live my life right now because we're going to dive into Real Housewives of Dallas, shall we?
Oh, thank Jesus. And we know it's going to be a good episode because it opens with a close-up of a bull statue. And you know I love those on this show.
Mm-hmm. Well, you miss the bull, you're going to get the horns. Mm.
Oh.
There you go.
We just have to feel about it. So we have to. I thought you were going to say something more because you love bulls. So I thought you were going to like.
Nope, that's it. Just love Texas because there are so many bull statues everywhere. Rich ladies really love bull statues, like those big bronze bull or horse, but mostly bull statues out in their front yard.
Yeah, they do. They do really like it, I imagine. I mean, I've only been to Houston and Austin, I guess, but I haven't been to Dallas, although we're going there soon, which I'm really excited about. So this week's episode starts at Stephanie's house. Brandy shows up, and they have like typical foyer talk, you know, where Brandy walks in. Stephanie's like, I love that handbag. And Brandy's like, thank you. And Stephanie's like, it's so pretty. Thank you. I like how it has handles. It has really nice handles. Yeah. I was going to say.
Thank you. This is going to be so fun. This is going to be so fun. Are you ready to have fun? Are you ready to have fun? Yeah, it's going to be fun. Oh, yeah, we're going to have so much fun. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I was telling Travis, I'm really excited for today because we're going to have fun.
We're going to have a spa day for the girls. This is going to be fun. And I got some guys because they're going to be like fun. They're going to be fun eye candy for massages.
My bathroom is like so big, but it's also really cozy. I mean, it's the size of a gymnasium, but like a cozy gymnasium. Is that possible? I don't even know.
You know Travis. He loves fun.
Cut to Travis.
He's like chipping away at the surface on top of the pool in the foyer. He's like, I'm going to open this up once again. So she's like,
He's ripping off the ceiling of the house with his bare hands. Like,
I want an extension.
Fun. So Stephanie's giving us like a tour of her palatial bathroom. She's like, I have a fireplace and a really cozy couch at the end of it, and a hot tub, and a steam room, and a shower, and a hot tub stand, and a car dealership.
I have bowling alley rings. Mm-hmm. You can bowl in here.
Mm-hmm. I also have rings mm-hmm. if you want to do gymnastics by the hot tub.
It's a dog horse. Store. Mm-hmm.
It's a dog store on the pommel horse. It's a big pommel horse.
Shooting range. I asked Travis not to put the shooting range right by my shower, bud.
I love that they're making this really super fancy segment, and they're like, let's look at how much money was spent on this bathroom. And it's the Beverly Hills music, because the show is too low rent to make their own music for the show.
Exactly.
Like, you can't talk about how high budget you are when this is Lisa Vanderpump closet music.
Okay? I know.
I know this song by heart.
I also really liked how at the end of this whole montage, a door opens and one of those like fancy toilets, it just opens up like, whoa, like Audrey 2, but in toilet form. Did you notice that?
The toilets are going to take over the world. And they deserve to. I mean, they've been in everybody's butts. Like, if anybody deserves the world, it's them. Those really, toilets.
It really is. If somewhere, they deserve somewhere that's green.
They really do. And yeah, they've taken enough. They really deserve a white picket fence. Oh, by the way, I ordered a tushy because I was drunk on Instagram the other day.
A what?
And I was like, oh, a tushy. That looks neat. So I ordered one. And now I'm going to have to hook it up. I'm going to have to figure out how to do this. And then I'm going to be scared every time that thing sprays me. And then when I have guests over, I'm going to be scared of it spraying their butt. Like, will their butt get on my butt? Because I don't want to share butt with my friends. What, you know, they're all whores.
Is it like
me.
Is it a bidet attachment?
Yeah, it's called a tushy. It's like a little thing you buy and you hook up to the water in your bathroom and to your toilet. And it's like your own little fancy toilet.
Now, that's fun. I would like a bidet attachment because I think it's just something that makes sense. And I don't know why we as Americans turn our nose up at bidets when it's like really good hygiene. It's like a really good thing to do for yourself, I think.
Yeah, clean your butt. It says if you got pizza, it said if something, the advertisement's like, if you got pizza on your face, would you clean it with your fingernail? It's like so stupid, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, no, you clean it with water. And I was like, that is true. I was all wasted, so I ordered a tushy.
Yeah,
so
I think
there
it's
you
good.
Go, everybody.
I think the only reason why I wouldn't get one is because I would be afraid of the part of like attaching it to my water supply.
Well, I'm a man, so I'm, you know, I'm a man, so I'm going to figure out how to do that, get some tools, learn how to turn off the water pipes and what have you.
I mean, I'm sure there are instructions, but I just get scared. Maybe I'll like hire a task rabbit for this theoretical tushy.
Oh, maybe, but then I have to clean the bathroom, so a task rabbit will see it. Oh, okay. So anyway, guys, let's stop talking about my butthole.
Okay.
And let's start talking about feeding models grapes or models feeding us grapes.
Sure.
Stephanie's like, it's a dream come true. That's your dream? Really? I think you've already achieved better. Stop. Don't go backwards.
Okay? Yeah. So they are, for spa day, she wants to have shirtless guys feeding them grapes, as you said. So they are doing something that I've always dreamed of doing, auditioning male models. We have to have a show someday where we just have shirtless male models so we can audition them, which sounds really creepy. I get it.
For a podcast.
For our live show. A live show.
No, it's funnier if we just do it for a podcast. We're like, okay, your job is to be... They're like, is there a camera in here? Nope. It's just audio. We're just going to stand there.
Just massage my back while I talk about the Housewives, please. Thank you.
So stupid. Okay, so yeah, they're going to interview some, and Stephanie, of course, this is that girl you take to the strip club, and she's like, "Oh my god, can I have a hug?"
Yeah, she hugs Marshall the model, and she, so you know, at first they're like talking, and then she's like, "Can we see you with your shirt off?" So I'm like, "Finally, this is the good stuff." So they take their shirts off, and I like how even the dog wants to get in. The dog just like pawing at the window, like woof. I want some.
Why am I having to miss this? I've been having to look at Travis for the past 10 years. Let me in.
Let me in.
So, I like how your pecs bounce when you talk. Hercules, 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 Hercules.
And then the last model or models, if perhaps how you want to use that word, it's like a twink and a little baby kangaroo, which was like, I didn't realize that the twink was also going to be modeling because the little baby kangaroo comes in. They're like, oh my God, kangaroo, which of course is so cute. It's in a little diaper. But then the twink, who I thought was just its handler, takes off his shirt also. And I was like, huh. It's not expecting
then he just
that.
Sits there and plays with his nipples. He was a weird guy. He's like,
why can't a hot person own a kangaroo?
Hot people don't need kangaroos, okay? It's always the twisted little ones who need a kangaroo, okay?
That's true, yeah.
When you're dead, like, who dates a guy with a kangaroo? You know, that's when you know you're really needy. Well, I had a pig for 4 days, and I felt like that. I was like, oh my God, I'm that person. Like, I found a trick pet to get people to talk to me. This is pathetic. Make it, turn it into bacon.
Well, what's he going to do with the kangaroo? Because it's cute that's a baby, but when it grows up, kangaroos have, like, really sharp claws on their feet, and they'll, like, gut you with a kick. They're really dangerous.
I'm guessing he'll, like, donate it to the zoo and just start over and get another little baby kangaroo.
Just, like, a constant state of baby kangaroos. I like that.
Yeah.
Baby's just, like, a foster parent.
Yeah, he's probably, like, a kangaroo foster or something. It's, like, the troubled baby kangaroos that come to.
He took in the kangaroo. The kangaroo that was unloved.
So, they're talking, the models leave, and that guy's like done playing with his nipples. They're like, okay, audition's over. Please get this creep out of my house and call Megan's Law or whatever. Yeah. So Stephanie's like,
they're so stinking nice. They made me feel comfortable.
I'm like, yeah, what, because they're trying to get hired. Where they'd be like, hey, they're fuck strippers. You, bitch.
Yeah, no one likes a stripper with attitude. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, strippers, they know how to sell the fantasy, Stephanie. Sorry to burst that bubble. So then, speaking of fantasies, it's a pure fantasy baby for Leanne. Leanne shows up in the morning. Leanne in the morning. That's her morning show that she has with herself. Leanne and Leanne in the morning. So she shows up at a soundstage for a photo shoot with her, like, stylist and a makeup lady. And then Cameron shows up, a few minutes later. She gets out of a car in these, like, hot pink pants that have, like, black and white stripes along the side and, like, a black and white umbrella that's, like, from, like, the Penguin and Batman, you know? So she just looks like a crazy mess.
She does, and I love their fashion talk. She's like, I want a pageant look. I want a pageant look. And the lady's like, do not say that. We are not doing pageant. She goes, well, I think of – here's what I think of when I think of this shoot. Glamour! And then the lady goes, that's called glam. I was like, wow, you guys are really on the cutting edge over there in Dallas.
Exactly. So Cameron walks in and Leanne's like, where did you get those pants? And Cameron's like, isn't it fun? Aren't they fun? Veronica Beard, aren't they so fun, girlfriend? Aren't they fun? They're fun.
I'll tell you what they are. They're fashion. Those are athletic / leisure. That is so
So what are the other 45 looks you can do with them? You can only
do they turn
one.
Into an airplane? No, they don't.
So can you turn that into a little doggy? Can you do that to a doggy, little pant doggy? No, they're just pants. Oh, I see. But they work quite well.
Oh, you know, I'm just doing black, red, and white right now with my dress. It's really an infinite dress. It's infinite.
My dress has 175 different looks. I mean, it is literally an infinite dress. I'm like, well, that actually sounds like a very finite number of looks, but...
It's the YMCA plus every cover band that ever sang it.
I mean, you can scramble those letters all around. You have an infinite number of words. YMCA... YCMA, YAMC, which almost spells yams, but not quite.
So she's like, let's talk about the smash party from hell. So they start talking about how DeAndre went off on her, and the clips were just hilarious. I can't believe I laughed just as hard watching those clips as I did the first time.
I cannot believe he said I had $200, Leanne. He's a favorite.
And Leanne's like, Why is Deandra so upset when you have 6 other bank accounts? I call that a performance, and I was not buying a ticket to it. I'll tell you what I buy a ticket to. The Ferris wheel, where I lost my hand virginity, if you know what I'm saying.
I've seen the cow giving birth, and they didn't even charge for that. I'm certainly not buying a ticket to see this nonsense, Miss Deandra Simmons.
Let's see you do that performance and have it slam down on a thing to make a thing go up and a thing hit a bell, okay? I don't think it's going to get that high. It's like the most inarticulate
I'll tell
way
you
to
he's going to get a ring around a Coke bottle neck.
So Cameron's like, you tell Carrie one little thing, and it blows up, because Cameron's always looking for someone to be on her side when she's going against somebody.
Yeah,
and she's like, "I was just trying to be friends with Carrie. I was just trying to be your friend," which is such shit. You were talking shit about Deandra, okay? Like, let's just all admit to what we're doing. Listen, ladies, I'm going to tell everybody what you were saying, because that's just the kind of girl I am now. Total honesty.
Which is, like, also such bullshit. Like, that entire thing that Carrie's saying, like, don't try to, like, disguise your messy nature as, like, virtue, of the virtue of honesty. No, come on. You are just being messy. And, in fact, you are now giving yourself even more liberty to be messy, because you're like, well, if you tell me anything, I'm just going to go tell someone else. Like, you are officially being a meddler, and you're acting like it's coming from some high and mighty place. Like, you're actually trying to be a better friend for doing it. No, Carrie.
Yeah, you're a regular Mother Teresa over there.
So anyway, well, Leanne basically is like, I told Carrie that in private, and Cameron's like, I just came up with something that I thought of, and I have a theory about it. Carrie doesn't have my back, and I think she's playing both sides.
She said in Beaver Creek that Stephanie shouldn't have said those words to me about being a baby basher, but the next day she said I need to tell Stephanie that I pushed her to the limit. But then I look back and I'm like, Carrie is playing both sides.
The other day I went and I found her. She didn't see I was there. And she was playing tennis. And she kept hitting the ball in the air. And then running to the other side of the court. And I was like, I can't believe she's playing both sides and court. That's my husband.
She just kept screaming love at court.
And then when she saw me, she was like, deuces. And I was like, what?
I've been playing Mario Tennis with my niece. So fun. Okay, so then Leanne's like, she doesn't have a side. And I'll tell you this, you know, she may take sides, but she doesn't have a Leanne side, that's for sure. But she's going to be a brandy show. You going to go to that? And Cam says, the easiest thing to do is for me not to go. The hardest thing for me to do is put up a Sparkle Dog display case, the Global Pet Expo distributor.
The only reason why I'm going to Brandy's trunk show is I'm hoping to find a distributor. So Leanne's like, listen, you should go to Brandy's trunk show because A, everyone loves a good trunk. B, you gotta lead by example, Cam. I'm like, how is Cameron going to a trunk show leading by example? What is she leading?
You'd want them to go to your event.
I'm Cameron.
I totally led by example. There's like a statue of Cameron up in the center of town for going to a trunk show.
I'm Cameron from the House Lannister. I'm leading by example for the rest of the troops. This is what happens when I swear to watch Game of Thrones, and that now I start referencing it everywhere in the most in places it doesn't even belong. It does not belong there.
I feel like the Westcotts would win the Game of Thrones. I feel like Cameron would be sitting on that chair of swords by the end.
She would just be shaming everyone, being like, did you really mean to double cross me? That wasn't right. Choose your words wisely, hand.
Yeah, she'd just small talk Cersei to death. Cersei would be like, beaver, badger, whatever. And she'd be like,
well, you know, I said I was sorry for poisoning your son. The least you could do is not call me a baby basher, Cersei.
I never said I was a basher of incestuous children. I never said that. Don't put that poison in my mouth.
I'm really sick of hearing that you've been calling me a White Walker.
That's not nice, Cersei.
The Westcotts don't believe that women should go in the sun. That's just it.
A Westcott always repays her debts. So if you know any distributors, I would appreciate that.
Well, they're stealing music from Beverly Hills anyway. Just steal it from Game of Thrones. I might have found a distributor.
I found a distributor north of the wall. Wildlings need pink outfits too. That's just Leanne singing it.
I know Sandra Bullock.
Sandy, says this is Sandy Bullock.
All televised. I have been in Game of Thrones. All televised.
Brandy is just she's just, I want to say Melisma, no, Melisandre. She's like the Lord of Light.
I gave birth to a shadow.
I've been having trouble giving birth. I only gave birth to a shadow. I had the face of Brian.
I'm so telling everybody that you said that your baby was a shadow, because that's what I do. I'm a truth teller.
Hey, they're just direwolves, but they work quite well. So, by the way, just
hold
so everyone's...
Hold the door.
If everyone's
sorry
keeping track,
for those of you.
Leanne is a Stark, Cameron's a Lannister, and Brandy... is a high priestess for the Lord of Light. Gives birth to shadow monsters.
She's like, Stephanie called and she said there was a shadow baby available. And so I took it.
Deandra's like, all right, you better free your slaves right now. Okay. Okay, I am the mother of dragons. Okay, and I am sorry, but I would like the key to this city, please.
Okay, slaves. Here is what I'm telling you right now.
Hard knock, good dragon.
Are over, and the good mornings are beginning. Yeah. Get to work.
It's like a bunch of slave. The slave class gives up their tube TVs and moves into an office with a flat screen.
Okay, now how many of you former slaves know what L22 is? Do we have any snow algae in this pyramid?
L22.
Every carny knows it's time for commercial break. They're just ads, but they work quite well.
So Cameron, back to the trunk show. She's like, Leanne and I are visionaries. We have both chosen an adventurous product. People will say a dress with attachments. No. But keep pursuing it, because in the business world, if you aren't different, you won't survive.
That's why I'm unveiling my brand new product called the iShell. It's a phone that's in the shape of a seashell, and guess what? It's really just a seashell, and that's different.
People are going to stop driving cars and start driving Sparkle Dragons.
Just back to Game of Thrones again. I also then we finally see the photo shoot, and Leanne's like, I'm just like obsessed with this dress, because she's like, all right, look number one, little black dress, look number seven, little black dress with a tiny red thing on the side, look number 25, little black dress with a red thing on the side and red on the bottom. I'm like, you are slowly transforming into a flamenco dancer.
Look 38, flamenco dancer has a taco truck. Like, so good. So Brandy, pop up. Like the pop up store, the excitement that comes along with the pop up store, Brandy just does not have that in her personality. She's like, guys, it's time for a pop up.
I feel like if Brandy were a pop up book, you like turn the page and like the thing just like slowly unfolds. It's like I'm like, oh great, a tree stump.
So let's see. Her sister-in-law is helping her and stuff, Megan. And she's like,
"You guys, thank you so much for doing everything that you've done for me."
Megan looks just as bored as Brian. She's like,
So she has started this beachwear company because Brian owns slips. He owns marinas and stuff all over the place. So she's decided, I'll put a store in a marina, which I have to say is one of the better housewife business ideas.
Yeah. And yeah, I actually thought her dresses, I thought her stuff was fine. I mean, I'm not a fashion gay, so I never really know if like my opinion is like a good, an informed opinion, but I thought her stuff looked good.
Well, you remember when Joanne Fabrics was going out of business in Los Angeles for 11 years?
Yes. I had a vigil for 7 of those years.
It reminds me of that. It's like, okay, Joanne's Fab, it's 10% off. We're going to make 30 things with it. It's that kind of wear, like Florida wear.
Yeah, very marina wear. It's like, I'm going to a marina, so I need I want to wear something for this walk through the marina.
Yeah, there you go. So, good job. So she's like, let's see. She's like, girls, you've been working so hard, blah, blah, blah. So Stephanie comes in. She's like, I need something to wear. What should I wear? Something fun.
I want to wear something fun. This is going to be so fun. She's like, yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah, really be fun.
It's popping up. It's popping off and up. Up and off.
Oh, my God, that's so fun.
So she puts her in some Laura Ashley dress and calls it a day.
So meanwhile, Carrie and Carrie is riding. Is she with Deandra, I think? I think she's with Deandra. I don't remember who she's with.
Yeah, she's with Deandra.
Yeah, and she's like, well, Brandy is a superwoman because she's doing Brandyland and raising 3 kids. And got to put my raincoat on. And she totally steals Cameron's thing from last season when Cameron put a little raincoat on her Birkin bag. And now Carrie is doing it. Except last season, Carrie was like, oh, my God, that's crazy. And now this season, she's like, of course, following suit. Classic Carrie.
Yeah, she's like, everyone knows your girl needs a raincoat. Cameron totally understands that, okay? This is a Birkin, okay? It's going to get ruined. And Dandra's like, what the hell?
Dandra's like, are you kidding me?
They're taking snow out the end of snow cubes in Iceland. Oh, well, that was me. Hard knock, good morning.
Yeah, she's like, are you kidding me? A raincoat for your purse? Are you kidding me? And then just like cut to Dee Simmons somewhere where there's like 4 people holding a tarp over her bag. This is how you get hidden business, Deandra. Always laughing at my bags, my raincoat bags.
So Leanne and Cameron arrive, and Cameron's like, Stephanie, hey girl.
Yeah, that's her new thing.
Hey girl. Hey girl. And Brandy's like,
I've decided to include everyone because I don't want to start shit. Plus, Leanne's money is as good as Deandra's $200, so I'll take it. Yeah.
Brandy also didn't say I wanted to include everyone. I think she said I didn't want to disclude anyone. And, like, disclude is becoming one of those, like, non-word words that's, like, spreading all across Bravo. Because people, like, they are not saying exclude. They're just saying disclude, which I don't think disclude is a real word. And everyone's saying, it's bothering me, damn it. God damn it, bothering me. It is not. It's not an infinity word.
Here's one real world word that can be made into 50 incorrect words.
It's called include. I'm looking it up right now. Disclude. Oh,
that's
you know
not
what?
A word.
Is it a word? You know what? It's a non-standard word. It means
which means it wasn't a fucking word until people decided it was a word. You know, that makes me crazy. And that also happens with spelling. And you know you're getting old when you're like, that is not how you spell that. A hashtag, that's called a number sign.
Yeah. Well, irregardless, get it? So the girls start getting into their Brandyland dresses. I actually thought Cam's looked really good on her. I actually liked that color on her. So it was like this green blue thing. It was like nice to not see her in pink for once. So
she looked like a ficus. Okay. She looked like a very tall ficus.
Well, ficuses can be pretty.
Guys, the ficus is the international office plant for a reason. Okay. I did not like seeing Cameron as an office plant.
I liked it. Like, dumb office plants. Grow in offices, smart office plants grow everywhere. So
Dandra's like, I don't even care what you give me. Just make sure it covers my ass.
I thought a big ass is supposed to be like a good thing these days for ladies. I thought ladies were trying to have a big ass. What do I know? It's not what I'm looking at.
I have no idea. I'd like a non-flat ass myself. So yeah, let's see here. So Leanne, the producer's like, what do you think, Leanne, of these dresses? And she's like, well, Brandy's designs and my dress are they're different fruits. Okay, they're different fruits. Oh, cute. That's all you're gonna get out of me. Not gonna get my real opinion. I'm like sips of Diet Coke.
Yeah, she just has like the sniff.
I like that she looks like such a bruiser in that outfit. That
yeah. And then
red outfit with one shoulder and her little crown thing on her head. She looks like she's about to kick the shit out of somebody. She's like, you get my opinion.
And then DeAndra's brought a prop to this interview. She has a little piggy bank. She's like, I brought my piggy bank. You know what? Because Leanne says I'm running out of money. Well, guess what? Like, I guess I have $200 left in here. I guess I only have $196 because Leanne took $4 out to buy those extensions from China. Get it? It's my joke. I worked all night on it. Do you like it, mother? Mother, tell me you like it, mother.
DeAndra loves her prop comedy. She really does. The queen of Housewives prop comedy. So, except for Kenya. I don't know if she's taking Kenya's yet, but she's doing pretty good.
Leanne's whoever trying. She's got her little
would be competing with Kenya.
Yeah. So then Cameron pulls Carrie over to the corner because Cameron's very fixated on this idea that Carrie's playing both sides. So she sits Carrie down. And she goes, "So okay, so girl," which I'm like, that's like my new favorite way to open up a conversation. So okay, so girl.
I want to talk about something that's bothering me.
I do feel like sometimes I feel like, so okay, so girl, like I feel like, so you kind of play both sides. I don't even know what.
The music's like dun dun dun, and then Carrie gets that like confused fish look. She's like, I'm a squinty fish. I'm a squinty fish.
Squinty fish. tuna. So yeah. She's like,
in Beaver Creek, you followed me upstairs and you said I did nothing wrong, but then the next day you said I pushed Stephanie and that's the reason. The blah blah bloody blah, girl.
You have to choose your words wisely, okay? Carrie's like, well, you're both wrong. Honestly, you're both wrong. And so then they're talking, and then Carrie's like, no, listen. And she like points her finger and Cameron goes, why are you pointing your finger at me right now? Why are you doing that? You're pointing your finger at me. You just said no, listen, and I'm going to listen, but I just don't like fingers, okay, girl?
She goes, I just don't like the moves. I'm really not into your choreography, but I'm going to listen anyway.
I'll accept a finger if you point me towards a distributor.
So Carrie's like, badger,
but no fingers.
Yeah.
So she's like, so basically you're saying you feel I don't have your back, and basically I'm a liar is what you're saying. She's like, no, you took that word and you put it in your own mouth. Okay, you put that word in your own mouth. You did that. Just why are you pointing at me right now? You're pointing your finger at me right now. She's like, I guess I am, but at least it's lower.
I'm pointing down. It's below eye view. Yeah. Choose your words carefully before you put them in your own mouth.
So she's like, but if you're my friend, she goes, you know what? We're going to stop this right here because that's what I do. I'm just like, I'm a peacemaker. So Stephanie, come over here. Stephanie, she's like, no, she's not involved. Why would you ask her? And you bring your posse. You didn't even ask me if you could invite her over here. What are you going to do next? Give her a gift in front of my face, girl?
Did you tell her that she has to choose her words carefully before she comes over here? And she can't point? So, girl, so, hey, girl, so, hey, girl, so, hey?
What's going on? What's going on over here?
And Carrie's like, I don't even know, but like she said, I went downstairs and I said something to her, and then Cameron's like, I am not doing this until we have the proper permit from authorities for her to be in this conversation as your posse. I'm not doing it. And she goes away, and Stephanie's like, what's up? And Carrie just goes, she's nuts. She's fucking nuts. Okay, that's what's up.
Cameron's like, Global Pet Expo. This is not how we behave at the Global Pet Expo, okay?
Mm-hmm. So then Leanne and two angry Dandra, they're mm-hmm. over there talking. And they're talking about the party and like making small talk. And Dandra's like,
this is apropos for the wedding situation. If I'm hosting an event, I need to know, Leanne. I need to know when the date is. So when is it going to be, Leanne?
Yeah. And so, because Leanne's like, well, I want you to host me a party that's like real expensive over the top. And people have to bring a gift that costs at least $200. And she's like, oh, well, I guess I barely will be able to come to that because I apparently only have $200 left in my bank account. Remember that, Leanne? Remember when you said that, Leanne? I am still very hurt. I am hurt. And so,
I'm sorry, I gotta blow this up because something really big just happened to me over there, and they just ignore her. Dandra's like, I was embarrassed and depressed, especially in front of Cameron. I care what you think, Cameron, because you know a lot of the same people I have, okay? And I have a lot of accounts. I want you to know that. And Mom moved out of one. She moved the money out of one into another one. You know what? The rich are gonna forgive you for anything except the poor.
Yeah. So no, Leanne,
the rich will forgive everything except the poor. Is that what she said?
Yeah, the rich will forgive everything except the poor. Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much that. Leanne's like, stop talking about Rich, okay? He's my fiance. Anyway. So Leanne's like, she does what she does best.
He knows he's poor. He doesn't care.
Leanne starts doing what she knows best, which is full on melodrama. She's like, oh, Dandra, I cried. Oh, I cried. The fact that I hurt you broke my motherfucking heart. I tell you, hurting you made my heart broke. And it broke in so many different ways. 175 specifically. It was like an infinite break with so many different broken looks. I tell you.
My heart is more broke than you.
So
I will never do it again. And I am so sorry. You know, I would rather hurt myself than hurt you. Although, to be fair, I'd rather hurt myself instead of anything, really. It's not my favorite thing to do. Anyone got a knife? Anyone?
I used to sit on that dunking machine and throw apples at the bullseye just so I dunk myself under the water.
I used to stand under the scrambler and be like, come and get me. Come and get me.
So Deandra's like, well, Dandra always has a wonderful story to create crocodile tears for herself. The real story is she doesn't want to talk about me and my problems, so let's talk about yours. We don't want to talk about Rich. Like, I was like, whoa, you are really, really too angry. Are you not taking in the glory of the pop-up shop? Okay.
Yeah. Relax. And why are you so obsessed about this wedding, Dandra? Like, you're mad that Leanne is deflecting away from something that you have conjured up.
Well, we called it on this show because I saw the previews for next week, and we called the first week this shit came up. I said, there's got to be rumors that mm-hmm. he's having an affair or that she's having an affair, and that's what she's alluding to, because it cannot just be you need a date. So she's trying to get someone else to bring up these rumors so she doesn't have to, or get Leanne to cry it on TV. But she's basically warning her in every single episode, I'm bringing this up.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that's why she's getting angry over such stupid little things and going crazy over this I have $200 in my account thing, because she's going to use that as, well, I did that in retaliation for this because you made me so mad about this, when obviously she's been planning this for a while.
Right, right. Well,
oh God.
So Stephanie joins the group, and Cameron's like, okay, so here's why I got mad about Carrie pulling me over. I had my seatbelt on, and I was driving under the speed limit, so it wasn't very nice of her to do that to me.
And then Stephanie comes over, and she's like,
what the hell? She's like, you're all posse, okay? You're all posse. And Carrie's like, you know what? This is the end of Beaver Creek. Okay, this is the end. Okay, what matters is that we're friends. And Cameron's like, but you don't protect me. You didn't protect me in Mexico from Brandy with that dildo. And it really hurt me that no one was there for me.
She starts to cry. It hurt me. I was alone with a dildo. So Cameron, she's like, it's like I've known Carrie for like 8 years, and it seems like Carrie is more loyal to Brandy and Stephanie than to me, and that's hurtful. So Carrie, in what seems like it's going to be a throwaway moment, but of course on this show you never know where the next major plot development's going to be, Carrie's like, well, if it makes you feel any better, when we're in Beaver Creek, I actually protected you. Yeah, I protected you. And it turns out that Brandy... Yeah. Then we see that Brandy had bought a thing called stressicles. They're like stress balls, but in the shape of testicles. And she's like, how about we put the stressicles in Cameron's soup, and then she could put her soup spoon in there and be like, stressicles, and she'd be like, ah, 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 you know? And Kara's like, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yes, I think you're wrong. And then it cuts back. But she wasn't saying, no, you can't do that to poor Cam. So she was telling the truth that she did say don't do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal. But Cameron's like, oh my God, are you serious? Because if you did that, that would mean you were sticking up for me. She goes, I did, girl. I did say, I said, I did stick up for you. You know, I said, I'm your friend. I support you. Okay, let's just hug. And so they hug. And
thank you for taking the vow of the Knight's Guard.
I will now take off the sign above your head that says shame, 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 shame. Okay?
I'm not at that part yet, so I don't know. I can't.
Oh, you'll get it. Oh, sorry. It's the best. It's my favorite part. Okay, so Carrie and Brandy and Cameron. Oh, geez. My iPad just turned to the side. Could you stop fucking with me, Apple? How about that? So Carrie, Brandon, and Cameron. Carrie's like, yeah, it was so funny. I was talking to Cam, and I told her about the balls. Remember the balls? And she's like, oh, you did? And she goes, yeah. I told you to shut it down. Remember when you had the testicle thing? So I told you to shut it down because you were hurting Cam. And she's like, you did not shut that down. And she goes, yeah, I did. I said, do not give it to her right now. That's what I said. She's like, and then Brandy tells us, Carrie, what the fuck? I made that decision on my own. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, so I'm just like laughing.
How could this fight get any dumber?
I know, exactly. Every season, there's a huge fight over something so ridiculous. Season 1, poop in a basket. Season 2, a brown dildo. And now season 3, there's a stressicle fight. So, whatever.
Stressicles.
So then, meanwhile, Leanne and Stephanie are talking, and they're like, once again, they're like reaffirming their new friendship. Like, this is nice. What's going on here? This is nice. We're becoming friends.
Yeah, I feel like I'm becoming friends just with you, based on what my experience with you, and not what other people are saying.
And Leanne's like, you know, that's right. It's just us. And you know, when you're with Brandy, I feel like sometimes I can't get through to you because I think she says things about me that are hurtful because that's the sort of bitch that she is. But I'm not talking bad about her. I support her, and I love her so much. But that's the sort of bitch she is. She's a bad influence. You didn't hear that from me, though.
No, I totally agree. I feel like I can't think for myself when I'm with her, because all the attention goes to her. And now I can put my attention onto you.
Yeah, pretty much. This is not going to end well.
No.
So they end up, everybody leaves, and Brandy's just glugging wine, giving everyone, like, angry, you know, angry mouse looks as they leave. So Stephanie comes up to her, and she's like,
Brandy. You okay? She's like, good. No? You're saying you're good, but you're not good. It's like that time you were good, but then you didn't talk to me for 9 months. Remember that? She's like, no, I'm good. She's like, Brandy, what is it? Brandy? What is it, Brandy?
So I'm like, I'm thinking, uh-oh, there's like an issue with Brian. There's an issue with Bruin. There's like something serious going on. And she's like,
well, in Colorado, with the gift, Carrie told Cameron that she persuaded me not to do that. And that's not the truth. Like, I decided not to give her that gift because of me, not because of Carrie.
I was like, oh my God. I love that she is full on sulking right now about the stressicles. Like, the stressicle thing is becoming a thing. We've got stressicles and Keurig cups, and they are dominating our storylines. This is why Dallas is the best thing on Bravo right now.
I mean, so funny. And she's really upset. She starts crying again. She's like, this is why they say I'm a bad example. Okay, you know, all that aside, you did bring stressicles.
Like, you did bring them.
I mean, like, I get what she's saying.
I actually do understand.
Who cares who's a bad example? It's stupid.
Yeah. Like, I actually do, believe it or not, I do understand where it's coming from. It's like, you know, like, you're saying I'm a bad example, but I chose not to. I was being the better person. I'm like, yeah, you still put up the poster of the guy eating at the woman in Beaver Creek. You know, like, you know, it's like, okay, so you drew the line at the stressicles. Congratulations.
Yeah,
I just don't understand why she would even say something like that. I'm
like, well, you're talking about stressicles. They're making it sound, I think what they're taking, like, being a bad influence is it meaning, like, you're making Deandra act bad instead of it just being like, Deandra looks like an asshole being friends with someone who talks about farts and poop all day and, like, runs around with dildos.
Yeah. Something like that.
There's a difference.
I don't know.
Who knows, but I love it. It's like, it's amazing. So then when Carrie and, who does Carrie talk to where she's like, okay, can we stop fighting about, oh, that's in the next scene, I think.
Yeah.
So do we go to spa day now?
Yeah, there's like some talk about like, Brandy, you're trying to do it all. You need to ask for help sometimes. And Brandy's like, So anyway, so now we go to spa day.
It's so stressful getting a nanny. I cannot with another, I'm really sad because I have to have a nanny storyline. Get a fucking nanny and stop your whining, okay?
It's called care.com. So,
privilege.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, am I supposed to feel sorry for you that you can afford a nanny? Jeez.
I know. Just hire a baby. I mean, like a baby. Honestly, it's like not even, it's like not even a thing. Like, people hire babysitters. Like, it's, you don't even have to have a nanny. Just get a babysitter. Like, knock on the door next door. Like, there's a teenager.
Yeah. And people say, well, it's just showing that I can't do it by myself. Well, it's showing you can do it by yourself, but you don't fucking want to, and you're rich enough not to have to. Okay, well, yeah. Check your privilege. You're rich.
It's actually in your attempt to show that you can do it all, you're actually showing that you can't do it all, because the one thing you need to be doing, you're not doing at all, which is just hiring a babysitter. Open up the Penny Saver. Look for like Tracy, who's like a junior at the high school who has like no. Try to find the girl who has no friends, okay, and get her to babysit for you, because she's not doing anything on Saturday night, okay. I'm not being mean. I'm just being realistic, okay? I'm just being realistic. Call up Tracy.
Call Tracy. Poor girls named Tracy. They're like, what'd I do?
Why are we always the babysitters?
So it's spa day now, and Stephanie is basically everybody just comes over. Stephanie's got them all robes with monograms on them, because everybody basically, they can say whatever they want about Cam and who's a good influence on who, but Cameron is apparently influencing them all the right way, because they're all doing things that Cameron is teaching them.
Yeah,
raincoats for their purses, monogrammed robes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Cameron's bringing something to this.
Yeah, exactly. She's bringing a distributor of good manners.
Distributor. So they're all, let's see here.
The models are there. Everyone shows up. It's a typical, like, we've seen this on every Housewives show. Everyone walks through the door, gets a glass of champagne, says like, oh, wow, models. Whoa. Leanne walks in and she's like, I'm just waiting for a fireman to show up and take off his shirt. My butthole just clenched up a little tighter. Ooh.
And Carrie's like, wow, a kangaroo. The kangaroo guy's a little creepy. Okay, let's be honest. He scares me with those veneers. I'm like, have you seen yourself?
I know. I think they kept that in there because she smiled right afterwards. And I don't know if you noticed it, that when they went upstairs to the bathroom, they started playing Atlanta music. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. That's like classic, like, hey, Sheree is showing up at a Rosie Tomorrow's or whatever.
Yeah, they're just taking them. They're like, just go into the Housewives music section. Okay, we're not paying that guy another fucking $100 million this year.
Exactly.
Just take what he's already done.
I also like that every time the little baby kangaroo jumped around, every time it bounced, they added a boing. Like, that was a classic Big Brother sound effect. It was like, boing, boing. I'm like, I don't think the kangaroo is actually boinging like a spring. It was like, boing, 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 boing. And Leanne just stares and goes, I am 100% sure that this ain't legal, okay? We had kangaroos at the carnival, all right? And they ran the scrambler. And I'll tell you one thing, none of those were recognized by the federal government.
So they decide to switch up because there's two nail techs and two masseuses. So Brandy and Carrie go to the masseuses to whisper fight. Mm-hmm. And then Leanne goes with Stephanie to talk about how they love each other, but this is never ever going to be a problem with their relationship with Brandy. Never at all.
So Brandy and Carrie are, as you said, whisper fighting over manicures. And Brandy's like, I'm just like a bit upset and shocked about the stressicles thing. I'm like, oh my god. The stressicles thing.
When it was brought up, I'm sure you could see my demeanor changed.
Carrie's like, She goes, I felt like you were making me look bad to Cam and make yourself look good. And Carrie's like, sorry. Okay. Did you make that decision? Of course. But it was my decision to talk to her. And so I talk to her because I was defending myself, and I'm sorry that it put you in a bad light. Okay, so are we friends? Because we're fighting over fake balls.
Yeah, We're fighting over stressicles. I mean, I like the pun, but, like, honestly, we can't be fighting over this.
Yes, and then they both crack up. I can't believe
Carrie said that we can't fight over stressicles. That was, like, really hurtful.
I heard that you told Brandy that fighting over stressicles is stupid. Whose back do you have?
Did you find out about stressicles at the Global Pet Expo? Do you know who's the distributor of stressicles?
So then Leanne and Stephanie are basically doing the same blah, blah, blah. Like, we're friends. Like, this is crazy. We're friends.
We're friends. Kara can't be neutral.
It's like, I know that Brandy thinks Cameron's judging her, but Cameron isn't judging her any more than she judges anybody else. Does a praying mantis pray? Of course. But it's not to be offensive to other bugs, okay? It's just how she is.
It's the separation of hive and church.
Now, the difference is Brandy does judge Cameron, which is true. Mm-hmm. That's true as well. I think that it's true both ways.
Yeah, I think Cameron judges Brandy too. I'm pretty sure there's just a lot of judgment. And I think that
they're both right as well. I think they're both correct, I have to say, in their judgments. They're pretty good at judging.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's probably why they don't like each other.
Because they read each other too well, actually.
Yeah. So, basically, I have so much cutting back and forth here.
I mean, the
stressicles.
The long and the short of it is basically Brandy thinks Leanne is the one spearheading this notion that Brandy is a bad influence on Deandra. And she thinks Leanne is the one who's, like, really putting this in everyone's ears, especially Deandra and Cameron. And Brandy doesn't understand why Cameron has such a double standard. You know, like, why is it that Brandy is a bad influence and yet Leanne can, like, give a lap dance and, like, mop the floor with her hair with the dancing, and that's not considered bad behavior? It's an interesting question, but I do think that I think the difference is that, like, Leanne, like, what Brandy is doing is more infantile. It's like a different kind of silly, right? It's like silly that's like, oh, middle school silly, as opposed to just, like, adult silly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know. My head's going to explode with this stressicle. And then she's, like, all mad that Leanne was mopping the floor with her hair. Like, she looks down on it whenever Leanne acts like that. Brandy does. She's like, gross. It's an old lady acting like that. I mean, they're just all hypocrites, you know? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I'm like, well, am I really going to fight over this? No, yes. I'm choosing it better. And also I'm telling Leanne that you said that, by the way, because I'm an honest person.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because Brandy thinks that Cameron... Brandy has now decided to start this whole thing that Cameron is Leanne's puppet. And Carrie's like, don't tell me, because I've sworn an oath to myself to tell everyone's business. So if you tell me, I'm gonna tell Leanne now, because that's what I'm doing.
But she only tells us that. She didn't tell Brandy that. She just kept her mouth shut and nodded.
Well, she said it at the Smash Room, but she said it, like, in passing. She's like, listen, if people say things to me, I'm just gonna go right to the source. She doesn't remind Brandy of her policy at that moment. She just sort of sits and lets her say it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like an opt-out policy. She should have said,
don't tell me this stuff because I'm going to go tell her, you know, talk to her face or whatever.
Yeah.
But she doesn't because she's messy, thank God. So then the last scene of the episode is Cam in court. And she's like, court? And he's like, it's like, I want to talk to you about Global Pet Expo.
People were walking by my booth every single minute. I couldn't even bend down to get gum. Like, I couldn't even get water. Like, I literally couldn't even eat a snack. I couldn't even go to the bathroom. I couldn't even eat some Cheez-Its. Like, I couldn't even pick up a paper clip.
He's like, he goes, okay, so what were our goals again? Let's talk about that. And she pulls out this pink leather folder. She's like, distributor.
I want to get a distributor or licensor.
Distributor and licensor. I found a licensing person. My dream came true. And he's like, yeah, now my nightmare's over. All right, listen here.
Yeah.
Listen here, little guy. Yeah. You better perk the fuck up. Okay?
You think your dream to her? You think you're her dream? You know, she dreams of Kevin Costner, not you.
Yeah, no one wakes up like, oh my God, I just fucked up. young Danny DeVito in my mind, you know?
Yeah, it's like, oh, good. I just woke up next to one of those Goombas wearing a sock in Super Mario Brothers 3.
Oh, my God. I just had a nightmare. I got a gremlin wet on our honeymoon. Okay, no one's had that dream before.
Sir. He's like, well, why not be a mom? Why can't you just be a mom? And she's like, well, why do I have to pick? He's like,
the Westcott women stay home and cater to children. And that's not the modern mom. And Court needs to get out of these stereotypes.
He needs to get out of that stereotype. Okay. Okay, so girl. She goes, hey, girl. Okay, so? Huh, girl?
She's like Martin something said, I had a dream, and it was to be a mom. And then I had a second dream. Sparkle dog food. Okay, it saved a lot of people.
Distributors.
And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Dallas.
So hilarious. You guys, thanks so much for listening. We're back tomorrow to talk Shaw's The Sunset. Go to watchcrappins.com to get tickets to all those shows. I know you want to come see us. You do, don't you? We have a show in New York next month, then Seattle the month after, and then Nashville in December, where it's also going to be my birthday. So you guys all have to come to that. Tickets are getting low, especially for New York and Nashville. So don't wait, okay? Because there will be no distributor of new tickets, okay? Sorry.
Bye.